Blog Talk Radio.
It's a warm day today. Well, I got fans on, and I don't have the air conditioning on yet. And it's, here it's 11 a.m. Robin Williams, so known for his comedic abilities, left us with a final movie of total drama entitled Boulevard. It was was directed by Dito Montiel and presented at the 2014 Tribeca Film Festival. In it, he portrays Nolan Mack, who has worked at the same bank for almost 26 years in a life of monotony. He and his wife, Joy, played by Kathy Baker, have so much embraced their marriage as a kind of convenient distraction from facing reality. They sleep in their own separate rooms at this point. And then one day, what begins as some aimless drive down an unfamiliar boulevard turns a life-altering decision for Nolan when he meets a troubled young male gay prostitute, named Leo, played by Roberto Aguirre, on his drive home. And Nolan finds himself breaking from the confines of his old boring life and coming to terms with his closeted sexuality and determination to help the young man's life as well. Now, on the show, we're going to be interviewing the director, Dito Montiel, to talk about what it was like doing it, why Robin Williams was actually chosen for the role. But before anything, well, you know, we have to have a message from our sponsor. Oh, God, I want one of these.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these absolutely wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. Well, we're waiting for Dito to call in. And in the meantime, in the movie, what happens is Joy and Nolan kind of maintain even some separate social lives, like each of them kind of do their own thing some evenings. And even when Nolan comes home, like, very late, or the alibis are being questioned, Joy just kind of simply accepts his word and never suspecting Nolan's other desire. So, As I said, don't expect humor in this, but we don't know what was going on the set, which is what we're going to be finding out about. Now, in the meantime, let's get in a piece of music while we're waiting for Dito to call. Let's see. Because I like, I like the song. What do I tell you?
You raise me up to walk on stormy seas.
just love that song. Oh, well, okay. Interesting. Well, I guess people get busy, forget. Maybe the PR people forget to tell them. I don't know. I'm not sure. What are you thinking? That was Esther with Eunice. Okay. Well, they were kind of wondering themselves. They wanted to be able to speak with Dito. So I'm not sure. Well, let's see. I think we got him. I believe we have him now.
Hi, is this Merle?
Yeah, Dito, hi.
Oh, hey, it's actually Steve. I have Ditto on the other line.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, okay, hold on 1 second. I'll connect you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hey, Ditto, you're on with Merle.
Okay, thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
So, I just want to make sure you're pronouncing your last name correctly. Is it Montiel?
Montiel, yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
So, tell me, Ditto, how did it, of course, you would have never known this would have been his last movie, right? Robin's last movie, right?
Of course not.
Right.
Of course not, yeah.
How did it come about, even casting Robin for the role? I mean, why did he get it versus anybody else?
He's Robin Williams, so I was really excited about the fact that he was even interested, you know? And it seemed, for me, like, perfect for the role in a lot of ways, because Nolan, the character, is sort of like keeping so much in, do you know what I mean, in the film. And
mm-hmm.
And I know Robin is that guy that we all know, at least the public perception of him is this guy who is ready to explode all the time, like on David Letterman or something, you know. And
right.
I knew in this role he couldn't, so it would be probably an interesting thing to see him kind of harnessing all that. You know that he's just dying to burst out, and that made me think of the character of Nolan probably in a lot of ways. So I thought that
mm-hmm.
would be probably pretty exciting, you know.
Did you first get the script before knowing that Robin was going to be the leading role?
Yeah, I mean, I got it, and we were working on it for a while, and me and Robin had been talking for a bit, so it was. It was really, you know, getting exciting and thinking of him for the role pretty much from pretty early on, you know. So, you know, and he had read an early draft, you know, so we were just working on a lot of things we were all talking about, you know.
And did you expect this the movie to be at the Tribeca Film Festival as opposed to just coming out on the big screen, so to speak?
You know, you never know. You know, you're just trying to make a movie that is honest to what you're hoping to do. And I love the way it turned out. And then it's even that much more exciting when you get to be at Tribeca or somewhere, especially I'm from New York. So it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, how fun is this to be? You know, I didn't even know Tribeca existed until I started making movies, you know, the neighborhood. It's always exciting, especially to be at anything in New York, you know. I mean, it's where I'm from, so that was really nice, you know. And then, you know, Robert De Niro is there, so it's like, oh, my gosh, you know. It's kind of fun, you know.
Just to give us some background to my audience, like, what other movies have you done?
I've done a few, you know, a movie called The Guide to Recognizing Your Saints. And I'm finishing a movie right now called Man Down with Gary Oldman and Shia LaBeouf and Kate Mara. We're just finishing it right now, so, you know.
So you're just finishing doing one now. And when will that, you don't know when that'll be out?
That'll probably be either at the end of the year or something like that, you know.
Did you mention the name of it? I didn't get that.
Oh, it's called Man Down.
Oh, Man Down. Okay. And what is it that is that a another is it a drama or
tense movie about a guy looking for his son, you know, trying to get his son back in a kind of messed up world. and that's Shia and Gary Oldman, so it should be pretty fun.
Is that like your genre to want to do like the dramas or?
Oh, I don't know. I just like movies, you know, so whatever happens, I'm happy to be a part of it, you know. Whatever occurs to you, you know, you just start writing and then you see where it goes, you know.
Okay. As far as on the set, was Robin funny like on the set itself?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's Robin Williams. He's this really sweet person, you know, an intense guy, and you know, he's also a great actor. And this was a particularly serious role, probably. It was fun to hang with him every day, you know, and talk about the role. And, you know, he's somebody everybody loves since they're a little kid, you know, so you kind of just know him. You feel like you know him at least. So that was pretty exciting to be around every day.
I mean, did he do his outbursts while on the set and you know, being funny?
When you say cut, you're hanging around and he's doing his thing, you know, and that's always fun. I've seen a few people posting some things on YouTube from behind the scenes, you know, him joking around, and that's kind of, I think, his gift, you know, one of his gifts, you know, that's his thing, you know. So, yes, of course, he's Robin Williams, you know.
What was your reaction to, you know, when he died, knowing that this was his last film?
Well, it was probably like anyone else, you know, like, you know, it's weird, I think, when you're such a famous public person like he was, you know, that everybody seems to have a reaction, you know. It's not like it's just a personal thing, you know. You have a big reaction, and I got to know him for a short amount of time, and it was very sad, you know, like anyone else, I guess, you know. It's shocking, and you know, it's like, oh my gosh. At the time, I wasn't thinking so much about the movie. I was just thinking that, wow, we were just talking, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just shocking, as any death is, you know. It's just that many more people share it, I guess, when it's someone that famous, you know.
But he died about a year later when the movie, I mean, it was presented at the 2014 Tribeca Film Festival, but when was it actually completed? In the year before?
No, it had just finished. We were just finishing it, and we went right to Tribeca with it, you know. So
it was completed in 2014.
It was just finished, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't, much time that went by after the film festival.
It was pretty quick after that.
Did he go to see it there, by the way, or he didn't go?
No, he was filming at the time. He was filming, I think, Night at the Museum. So we spoke a bunch of times, and he had seen the movie, you know, at home, and he came by the edit and saw the film. But he was filming at the time, so.
Okay, so in other words, it was this, so I'm trying to get the timeline. So is Night at the Museum, was that the final film that he filmed versus... You know,
I know he was filming that, you know, that was,
I'm not
sure exactly. I know he was filming it, so yeah.
Now, how do you, are you going to be doing this at the Museum of the Moving Image? Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm from Astoria, for sure, yeah.
Oh, you are? Oh.
Yeah. I'm from Astoria, 31st Street, 24th Avenue.
Oh, well, isn't that, that's great. I live here in Woodhaven.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, okay.
Yeah, I grew up right on 31st Street. But, you know, I never really knew that. I never knew that museum as a kid at all, but it's not. But I've been there once before when they made A Guide to Recognizing Your Saints. We went there with it, so I was really excited that they were going to have this movie there.
Yeah, that won't be there till like next month, correct?
I believe it's July 9th, I think. It's
a movie
image. The day before it opens in theaters, I believe.
But you're not living in Astoria now, are you?
No. I miss it quite a bit, but I'll definitely be back for that. So.
Oh, okay. I was going to say tomorrow they're doing the Rocky Horror Show. Can you imagine?
Oh, really? There?
Yeah, I can. They're doing the Rocky Horror Show with a shadow cast. I guess they'll
Weird.
Be performing it while it's doing it. It's interesting of what comes up at that museum.
I guess, it's a great thing. Yeah.
I guess I could title the article Night at the Museum, I suppose.
You know, there you go.
So you're working on this one now, or this one that you said was just completed, or?
Yeah, well, we're still finishing it right now.
Okay. And is there another one in the works?
No, that's it right now, and I'm just writing, you know, so hopefully something next. But we have to finish this one still. It'll be a little longer.
So when you say you're right, so you wrote... Did you write the movie? I mean, you're the author?
Well, not Boulevard. Boulevard was written by a guy named Doug, who it was kind of a very personal story about his life, to some degree, and so that was pretty exciting that it was a personal story, you know. But yeah, but I usually write, you know. I always write, you know.
Oh, so you usually. Do the writing of the movies you're directing?
At least some of it, usually, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a writer first, so, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
So, just I'm curious in terms of the process. So you write when you're, let's say writing a movie. Do you also have like in mind? Who you want to play the part? Who you want to have the parts played by?
Sometimes, or else I'm just trying to write the character. You know, it's a bunch of different ways. You know, like sometimes you know I've written a couple of books, so you just write them and then you sometimes adapt them into movies. You know how it goes. You know, you just or sometimes there's a voice. You know, like Robin Williams. Once he was a part of the film, then we started really thinking about his voice. You know, so. It could be either, you know.
So basically you were given, with Boulevard, you were given the script and then
right.
You made the decision on who you wanted to play versus wanted the parts versus like somebody who's the casting director. So is that what it entails?
Well, Robin was already interested in the role and no one's going to not be excited about that. So we were all excited
about
that. And then the rest of the roles, we went out to casting, and we got Kathy Baker and Bob Odenkirk, so it's a really fun process. But Robin was there right from the beginning, you know.
Oh, so I guess that he looked at it and said, oh, I'd really like to do this, I guess.
Yeah, he was a part of it before anybody was a part of it, right from the beginning, so.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to pass on to us?
Well, I'm excited to be back in Queens in July, so I'll see you there.
Okay, so you're going to be, I believe you're going to be, are you going to be doing a forum when you're there or just introducing?
Yeah, they're doing some kind of a Q&A at the theater, and then I think they're doing it opening night. It's playing at the Sunshine downtown on Houston on Friday, so it will be at both of those, you know. A bunch of us will be there from the movie.
Oh, okay. I hope there's some photo ops.
It'll be fun. We'll all be there.
Okay. All right. It was great.
Okay.
Great speaking with you. And, yeah, I'll see you next month. And
I'll see you there. All right, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, I guess I'm looking forward to this. Well, as I said, I have already, I was able to view the movie in a screener, and, yeah, it's definitely high drama. And there's nothing like going to the Museum of the Moving Image to, you know, to see an event there. The movie, it's in Astoria. I guess Google it. And let me also say that they don't have archived movies. You can't come there and say, oh, I'd like to, you know, go into your archives and see a movie. It's more of a museum that features a number of films and exhibits and things like that. What's actually interesting, which I'm going to find out as to why they've chosen the particular, they're having a series of three movies, and why they've chosen the ones they have, because the first one is actually going to be Popeye, followed by Awakenings, both on the same day. I would be more curious as to, somehow I would have expected them to have Mrs. Doubtfire, because at the museum you can see how, I guess, the makeup is done, especially like the masks, and they have that on display. And I'm not sure if they still have it right now, but there's also a display of Robin Williams as Mork, but they have his Mork's outfit. This will be coming up in July. Go to the Museum of the Moving Image in Astoria. So I'm going to be leaving you for now, and let's go find the, here we go. Okay. So everybody, have a great day, afternoon, evening, whatever. Just enjoy. Yeah.